Hey, it's Kaya here, about to talk about something really uncomfortable for me because I'm about to take the curtain completely back and share with you my imperfections and my beliefs and what's happening because of them. And my hope really is that you understand how I'm hacking this belief, what my plan is, and you can do it for yourself as well. So I actually came across this. It's called the BETDAR, BETDAR. Belief hack. So the way it works is you start with the letters B, which is belief, E is emotion, T is thought, D is decision, A is action, R is results. I like to work backwards though. I start with the results. The results will always give you an indication of where your belief is at. So I'm going to use me as an example, which is why I'm so hesitant about this, but doing it anyway. And I can tell you that my results the last few months have been that I feel like I don't know the steps to take, and my belief is I don't know the steps to take and how to take it. And the result is that it's resulted in a lot of non-action and a lot of ideas and a lot of non-actions. So now I'm going to work you through it. So my results is the non-action, right? I have all these great ideas and I'm just staying tense around it. And now my decision. When I trace it back, so my result is that I'm not getting enough action, right? So now I'm going back to my decision. What decision did I make that's creating this result? And the decision for that has been to focus on me, which sounds beautiful, but let's continue a little further back and see where that's coming from. That's coming from a thought of, I'm not enough. I'm just not enough. So maybe if I focus on me and make myself enough, now I'll be able to actually take action. But what is the result of that? Non-action. And if we go even further, what is the emotion? A step further back, my emotion is this helplessness of like, if I'm not enough, how am I ever going to figure out? How am I going to know I'm enough? How am I going to figure out the systems? How am I going to figure out the process? I'm not a business person. How am I going to figure that out? And when I went backwards all the way in, that's when I got my belief. The belief is that I'm not a business person and I don't know the steps to take. I don't know. And I'm getting chills as I speak because I'm for the first time openly sharing this part of me, and it feels really vulnerable and naked. And my point with going all the way there is to share, one second, this belief system. It's been here for years, and the results are not what I want, and it's time for it to go. So before we go into how we're gonna hack it, how we're gonna shift it, I just shared with you the open, honest truth of how it looks. Let's go do it for yourself. Let's go into, you can work backwards or forwards, whichever way works better for you. You can either start with what's my belief right now that's affecting me the most, and then go, what's the emotion connected to that? What's the thought connected to that? What's that comes out of the emotion? What's the decision that comes because of the thought? What's the action that comes because of the decision? And what's the results that comes because of the action? Or you can do the way I did, which is I look at my results. What is the result? Do I like it? Do I not like it? Usually we go to the not necessarily the best result so that we can get ourselves a better result, right? Now we're going to work backwards. What result am I having? What action am I taking or not taking because of it? What decision have I made that's made that action become the way it is? What thought is behind the decision that made the decision? What emotion created that thought and what belief created that emotion? Now, I'm going to give you a moment real quick. Take a moment. Be honest with yourself. Open your heart to seeing it. Seeing it openly. Where am I at? What is happening? Why is it happening? Do I like it? What is my belief underneath it all? Is it possible that belief comes from way outside of me? I watched my dad struggle with businesses one after the next all my childhood. And I remember thinking to myself at some point, I must be like my dad. And I'm gonna have to work really hard to make a business work. And that's when the belief was born as a very young child. And as I grew older and I became an entrepreneur, suddenly I found myself bumping against this wall again and again and again. And today I'm about to take that wall down and show you what we're gonna do. So what we're going to do is we're going to hack it. And the way we're going to hack it is first by choosing a new belief. And this belief does not have to be one that you believe, but a new belief that you want. So for example, my belief, my new belief that I want is that I'll take it one step at a time and I will be guided as I go. One step at a time and I will be guided as I go. And I need a moment for that, because as I say it, I'm like, oh, that seems doable. However, what comes up as you're going to make your new belief, what's going to come up is this feeling of like what I'm getting now of like, let's delete this podcast. No, we can't just keep doing stuff. Like, are you kidding me? And the old belief trying to come back in. There's like a breakdown from your inner system, your ego, or whatever it is that tries to keep you safe. Or even if you want to go a little extreme, maybe your belief system fighting for life, fighting for survival, because it doesn't think you can handle it without you. Now, I added this little part in of being kind to that belief system, because it got you really far. So my belief system got me so far, even though it's crippling me now, it got me really far. It kept me safe for many years. It kept me very safe and made me, you know, get different various jobs as ways of covering my bills. It took care of me because I knew I couldn't do it this way. And now it's time for a new one. So before moving to the new one, maybe we thank this one. Maybe we say, thank you for all the time you were here. And I know you're scared that me letting go of you means like it's over. So I invite you to join me. All the energy that was put towards this belief, I invite you to join this new belief and see what happens. Or if you don't feel like you can join this new belief, just step aside and watch for a little bit. And then comes the most important part, which is CCIA, consistent, committed, imperfect, and I love that, imperfect action. What's important, once you've made this decision of this new belief you want, it's important to consistently re-anchor it into you, to create, just to skip the emotion, skip the thought, skip all of that, make a decision of what you're going to do, make an action out of that decision, and make the results be results that will prove your new belief true. As you do that, it's like a circle. As you do that, the belief will create new emotions, the emotions will create new thoughts, and then the decision will get stronger, the action will get stronger, the results will get stronger, and then the belief will get stronger, and you'll keep going that way. The only way you can actually shift this mindset is by making the decision today, making that decision of, I'm going to do consistent, committed, imperfect action. Agree to the imperfection of it. So for me, I'm using me as an example. For me, that would mean showing up and posting this podcast, even if I feel flaily about it. I don't know if that's a word, but like kind of like all over the place, feeling like, wait, like I'm not being perfect and I'm not showing you that I'm powerful and strong. I'm showing you that I'm, you know, imperfect. And that's okay. That's literally in the name. That's consistent, committed, imperfect action, right? So for you, let's say if it's in relationship and you've had, your results are that you've had all the wrong guys and you've had all the stories that you don't want to have. So then the new belief would be that the old belief is whatever that was. The new belief is I'm capable of love. I'm capable of being in a loving relationship, something like that, let's say. And then you jump straight to the decision. What's my decision? I'm going to start dating people for marriage. I'm going to start saying it right away so that if they are my people and they're actually serious about dating, great. But if not, then they walk away. So instead of getting the same people who are uncommitted and just keep walking, this is my new decision. Action would be jumping right into it, starting to date for marriage, starting to say that out loud. And then the results will automatically reestablish that belief, re-strengthen it, make it into something that has life of its own. So this can be used in any area of life. And today, as I finish off, my belief systems are literally all the red signs are on. It's like, no, your voice could have been better. Your this could have been the, and everything is like speaking and I'm doing it anyway. And I hope that can inspire you to do it anyway. Just make that leap. Make that jump. It can be small. It could be about your health. It could be about, your fitness, whatever aspect, whatever area in life it is. Just make that jump. Make a new belief. Make a decision around it. Take action. Consistent, committed, imperfect, guys. For those perfectionists out there, you know why I'm saying that. Imperfect actions. And start creating strength around this belief. Turn yourself into the person you want to be. Alrighty, I'll see you guys soon. Let me know if you like.